This is Tim Knupp for the West Jefferson Church of Christ. Let me ask you to honestly consider, do you bury a live person or a dead one? Physically, I think we all can understand that it is unlawful to bury a live person. But what about spiritually? When one teaches that a person is saved at the very moment of their faith and then baptized later, that is, to confirm their salvation, is it not the case that that person was made alive when they were saved by their faith? Paul makes it clear in Romans 6:4 and Colossians 2:12 that baptism is a burial. So then, would it not be the case that baptizing a saved person would be burying a live person, spiritually speaking? Or is it the case that a person is somehow saved but not made alive? How could that be? According to the Bible, a person dies spiritually in the process of obeying the gospel, which includes being baptized, which is a burial. And then, as Paul said, God raises them to walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4.